Coming up at 1 o'clock, our buddy Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network is going to join us. And then 1:30, we believe, fingers crossed, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, head coach of the Browns, of the 2-6 Cleveland Browns. The Chargers will be in town coming up this Sunday. We go from John Harbaugh to Jim Harbaugh. Yesterday, they were wearing their powder blues. Andy, you know, the Charger blue uniform. Best uniform in sports. I just love those. Lightning bolt down the pants. But anyhow.
Did you like them when Kent State wore them?
They didn't wear the exact same thing. But
Pretty close, though. I remember back in the day, they wore the same.
Well, they wore dark blue, though.
No, I remember, like, maybe it was my year of Kent State. They had the lighter blue ones.
We were dark blue.
How many wins did you guys have? We had Glenn Mason. That's all I can say.
We were Russ Hedderly and Eric Wilkerson.
Wilkerson was still there.
We had guys.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the Young. Patrick Young was the quarterback from Florida.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
He could play.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, you were in Beaumont by then.
Yeah,
you already had a real paying job by then. Me, I was still doing it for free.
There was one thing that happened yesterday in the Chargers game, though. And
Tony Stevens, man, that guy could play linebacker.
No, there was a sack on Justin Herbert, and Nathan Shepard of the Saints had him around the ankle and didn't let go, and was kind of twisting and rolling and everything else, and it was not good. And there are calls for him to be suspended. We'll see if anything comes of that. Justin Herbert, good young quarterback. I think he's really good. But it's interesting because the Chargers aren't throwing the ball a whole heck of a lot. Ladd McConkey had a big day for them yesterday at wide receiver, and it stunned everybody. And not because he's not a talented young guy. It's just Jim Harbaugh wants to run the football. So it'll be an interesting challenge for the Browns coming up on Sunday. And see if they can, you know, roll out two in a row. That'd be something. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Jim, what's up?
Hello, boys. Listen, the biggest problem on this football team is Deshaun Watson. And let me go back to this. I've heard callers call in about the play calling, and this. Everything the Browns have done has been to make Deshaun Watson comfortable. Everything. And so the biggest change that I've seen in the last three games-ish is the Browns, guess what they've done? They've gone more under center. And guess what? You could run the ball better under center. You could do play action under center. That is what if I had to put my finger on one thing. That's what they're doing. And, Andy, I'll tell you this. I get where you're coming from. Bite your tongue. If this front office and this ownership or whoever tries to cart Deshaun Watson out there next year as a starting quarterback, you have already insulted your fans this year. You've already insulted that locker room this year. And I know what you're saying, the contract. First off, I don't think Andrew Berry's going to be around. I like Andrew Berry. Maybe they elevate him to president. But I don't think, you know, Dee Podesta's probably not going to be around.
They've already said Dee Podesta wasn't renewed.
Yeah. So, listen, I just don't think Jimmy wants to win. I don't see this guy. I get it. It's a lot of money, and I get all those other things. I mean, look, guys, there's nothing more insulting to a fan base than to stand up there, Deshaun gives us the best chance to win. No, he doesn't. And if you bring him out there, the national media is already killed. This is a situation where you do what Houston did. You pay Deshaun Watson and tell him to go away. Yep, we're going to keep paying you. You're going to be on our roster, but you just go away.
Jim, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to phrase it for you. What move would be more respected by the fan base? Rolling him out as the starter next year, or somehow, whichever way, however you want to do it, him not being the starter next year?
Him not being the starter next year tells me they're serious about winning.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Jim, that's the thing. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. And I hate to say that. I've been hoping and hoping and hoping that we see the Deshaun Watson that I was so impressed with when he was in Houston. Andy, I thought he was terrific. I wasn't crazy about him when he came out of Clemson. In fact, I remember watching tape of him when he was coming out of Clemson. And certainly he played well at Clemson. But I kept thinking, man, I don't want the quarterback. And I said that here. I said, I don't want the quarterback. I want the guy catching those passes. And that was Mike Williams, who I thought was tremendous at wide receiver. And then Deshaun proved me wrong when he got to Houston. He was really good, really good. And we have not seen that guy, but in very, very, very small doses here in Cleveland. Paul is in some part of Florida. What part, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I'm in Naples. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
I just touched on what the other guy said. I think very fundamentally, Stefanski's offense and Deshaun Watson are completely incompatible. When they traded for Watson, I called, I think it was Dustin's show 3 years ago, and said, listen, if Stefanski runs what he normally runs, the Kubiak offense, play action, all that, that's not what Watson's good at, so they're putting a square peg in a round hole. And if Stefanski sticks with what he knows, what's his DNA, it's not going to be good for Watson. He tried to do that to Baker, and that's when Baker kind of imploded because Baker's whole, you know, spread offense, run pass, they took that away from him and kind of hurt Baker. He's trying to force – his DNA is Kubiak, right? Play action, that's where he made his bones. It's not what Watson does, and it's not Watson's DNA. You take an average quarterback like Brissett, and he was okay, right, running Stefanski's stuff. You take above-average quarterback like Flacco or Winston, and they thrive, right, or seem to thrive in Stefanski's
offense. Yeah.
His play, you know, the way he wants to run the offense. It's just incompatible with Watson. And so regardless of good or bad, I just don't think they'll ever – Stefanski's too stuck in his offense. Watson's too stuck in how he plays football. It's just not going to work. You need to find a young version of a Kirk Cousins. You need to find a young version of somebody that'll thrive in the play action. You know what Stefanski's good at, because I do think it's a good offense.
Paul, how about a 30-year-old? Is that too old, too young?
He'd be a great bridge. I think he's a great bridge to find. There's got to be, you know, how many guys are out there that have that skill set, you know, that the Kirk Cousins skill set, or, you know, a good Jameis Winston skill set, or young Flacco. That's what they need to develop. And again, maybe you've got Winston as your bridge. That's the best they can hope for.
Paul, that's an interesting thought, and one I can't disagree with. The one thing I do disagree with slightly, I thought Kevin has done a nice, maybe I'm oblivious to this. I think he's done a nice job coaching the talent that he has for the most part here. You know, he likes to run the ball, and at times I wanted to see him run it more. And I thought he put Baker in good situations when he was here. I thought they tried to tailor some things to Deshaun this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bringing Ken Dorsey in was part of that. And for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked. And I don't know that it will. Jeffrey is in Cleveland.
Hey, Jeff.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, I tell you, you said that we don't know what we have with Jameis Winston. Well, we do know. We know that Jameis was part of the 30-30 club, right? Okay, now that reputation has stuck with him ever since he came into the NFL. But
it's been a while since that, Jeff. That's my only point here. Let's see what this guy can do as an older guy. My buddy Mark sent me an email, and he said maybe he's like Jim Plunkett. Maybe it took him a while to figure it out, and then he finally does.
For one, yeah.
There are other examples of that. You know, think of Rich Gannon. He did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can live with Jameis Winston because I know Jameis Winston can carve up a defense. He's going to carve up the Chargers. I know that. But the problem with Jameis, once he gets on that roll, it seems like he loses focus. And he thinks every throw he can make, that's when this coach should be stepping in and say, and calming Jameis down and say, hey, we don't need an interception right now.
Are you basing that on what you saw in Tampa, or are you basing that on what you saw yesterday?
What I saw yesterday.
Okay. I don't know that you can base it on that because I don't think he did that too often.
I do think that's something. No, Jeff, I think you're right in that aspect because I think that's what we're expecting. We expect him to be able to move the ball down the field with efficiency, but we also know that the way he plays, sometimes he might take a chance that other quarterbacks won't, and that's when he'll get intercepted, right? I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah. The coach should step in and say, hey, Jameson, we are okay. We don't need an interception now. You know, make him think, hey, you know, I can't throw the interception right now. You know, that make him think twice about taking any risks, but he did not do that. So we almost got another – Jameson 31 interceptions. Okay, so but I can live with Jameson. Go Browns.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you very much. Jameson.
Famous Jameis.
Done.
We can do this. I have faith in us. Jameis.
I think every time somebody says Jameson, we should play some kind of like
the theme
Scottish
song from Simon and Simon.
No, some Scottish.
Jameson Parker.
No, I mean, like Scottish or Northern whiskey. Irish. Yeah, that's Irish what I can think. That's all I can think about.
I go to cheap detective shows. You guys go to booze.
Well, let me see.
Have we met? Do you know me?
I mean, I don't even drink, and I'm telling you that was the first thing I thought. Oh, Jameson.
I'm the guy who asked for a morphine drip on a few of these shows. You don't think I'm going that direction?
Can we get the Simon and Simon theme song?
No, we don't want that. We want like some Irish or some English song. Yes.
I want to vote up on the Twitter. Let us know.
What? No, we can't afford.
Some
we don't
Irish
pay for those
drinking
anymore.
Song for Jameson?
Yes.
Or do you want Simon and Simon theme song whenever anybody calls him
Jeff,
Jameson?
Jeff, no one knows who Simon and Simon is without Schuster. Come on.
Well, some of us don't know what Jameson is.
Dan, break the tie.
I mean, a chunk of people don't know what Jameson is, but also... I mean, have you listened to some of the people who will call here every so often? I wonder if they know who Simon and Schuster is.
Hang on. I'm going to go to Twitter.
And Gerald McRaney was an underrated actor.
For all they know, Simon and Schuster is what they use to hold up the short leg on the couch.
Tyvis Powell.
Hang on.
By the way, I'll be on the Browns Radio Network.
I'm going to X right now. You can solve this problem for us. Thank you.
Are you going to put up a poll?
I'm not doing a poll because we don't
Gallup.
No, we don't do those anymore. I'm just going to let them feedback.
I say when somebody calls the poor guy Jameson, we play the Simon and Simon song because of Jameson Parker. Fine actor.
The question is, what is the first thing when you hear the word Jameson? Okay, is that fair?
Well, for me, it's not booze. For Baskin, it is, even though Andy doesn't drink much. And Menigan, well, Tyvis is coming up next.